Okay, we're ready.
I think what's so special about the families is that at the ghetto, they always meet on the southeast corner of that building. Because there's a picnic table, there's kind of away from the parking lot, and it's...
Privacy.
Privacy is real quiet, and it's really clean, because that's where the employees go and take break outside, because there's trees around there. But when I got there, they were praying. Like, when I went around the building, because I got out of my pickup, and I went around the building, and I looked over there, and they were praying. They had their hands up. And I noticed that Samantha was holding a piece of paper. And I'm like, for some reason, that meant a lot to her. And at the time, I didn't know what was on the paper. And it's because she had already known and heard about us by another, the community there. They talk to each other.
Yeah.
But she's like, Lord, just can you please send a miracle? Because I'm tired of eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. She was just around the corner. I could hear her say that. And then she said, her little sister said, not that we're getting tired of eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It's just that's all we have. And it's not tasting good anymore, you know. And I started crying, you know. And then her little sister, Leslie, goes, don't forget to ask God to send Sunny and Blue Mustang. And I'm like, I don't even know this family. They know my name? They know Blue Mustang? Like, how is that possible? Like, I wasn't trying to figure it out. And then she started saying that. And then her dad started praying and said, Lord, we need food today. I'm tired of eating out of the trash can. Oh, that really got me. I'm like, Lord, you have chosen people at the right time to come here so they'll be able to get some groceries. And I said, Lord, just let them know that you are real and you're faithful. You hear their prayers. And it's like, she goes, the little girl, Samantha goes, and Lord, if it's all possible, I really want some cereal today. Like, so to them, that's a big deal, even just cereal. We, a lot of us take that for granted, you know, it's like, but anyway, she goes, but if not, maybe a bologna sandwich would taste good today. Like, bologna sandwich, you know. This is a huge ministry, feeding families there in the ghetto. I think I'll probably be going there the rest of my life. Not unless God sends me to the West. But.
And he will.
And then the mother said, Lord, you know why we're here. So then her sister, Sylvia, was over to the right, and she said, Lord, today is a day of salvation. Help me to reach our other sister that doesn't know you, that fights you all the time. But most importantly, Lord, please, we need a miracle. We need food. I'm tired of looking at my refrigerator and just seeing water and jelly. It's like, that's all they had. And then they finally got done praying, and then Lisa goes, can we sing Amazing Grace again, please? So then they sang Amazing Grace. And I wanted to step around the building, but God kept saying, no, wait till they're done, because they're worshiping, but plus they're praying, you know? So and then when I went around, finally they got done with that song, and it was so beautiful how they sang it. And so finally God says, go and say good morning. So I went around the corner and I said, good morning, how are you guys? And they're like, oh, you're a preacher? You got a Bible and everything? And then Samantha goes, I think this is Sunny. But I don't see Blue Mustang. And I'm like, how do you know my name? She goes, well, my little cousin, they know you guys. See, and they said that you brought them money so they could buy groceries. Because Blue Mustang gives, you're like the messenger, you're like the delivery boy. But he doesn't come? And I said, no, he doesn't come. Not to this part of town. And she goes, it's not safe around here anyway. But they're standing right there, you know. As soon as she said that, four guys walked down the alley. And they weren't hiding any pistols. They had pistols, they had clubs, and they just kept walking by. And then nobody said anything. As soon as they got around the corner, Samantha goes, see, I told you, this is not a safe place. But we live here and God takes care of us. And then she comes over and hugs me. And I'm like, doesn't even know me. And then the other two boys from Sylvia and her husband, they came over and their little sister, and they said, so does this mean we're going to all buy groceries today? I say, yes, it's a miracle. God, he's the one that brought me here. But God gave Blue Mustang a ministry to bless families like you. And they're like, a Blue Mustang, is that a car? I said, no, he's not a cop. He's a man just like me. But God has given him a ministry. You got to remember that he's real. But he's doing God's will to take care of families like you. That means we're getting cereal today. I said, yeah, you're going to get cereal. And they said, well, let's thank God for Blue Mustang and for you. So then they start praying and thanking God for you. Samantha, just like, she's a little girl, she's 7 years old, but she knows how to pray, let me tell you. She learned from her mom and dad. And so, after they gave thanks to the Lord, and they just were crying, praising God. See, when you don't have anything, and you don't have nothing, like, all you have is our King, they're gonna worship him. Who else do they have to rely on? Nobody but themselves and God. And they finally got done with worshiping and thanking God for us. And she goes, okay, can we go inside and buy groceries? And I go, yeah, let's go inside. So we went inside, and they still haven't asked for how much. They still haven't figured out, like, how much do we get? Or, you know what, even if it would have been $50, they would have said it was okay, you know. So then I told them, I said, God is faithful. So then I said, here's 150 and 150. Usually he gives 140. He says, but he didn't want to break, you know, 50. So he said, you know what, with inflation and everything, might as well just get rid of these 50s. And here's another 50. And they're like, instead of 140, he gives 150 because he didn't want to break the 50. He's like, that guy's funny. Like, I mean, most people would say, yeah, let's just break this 50. It's okay. Just bless them today. Give them extra so they could go and buy some more stuff. And so when I gave them the money, they stopped again and thanked God for it. Like, they were so thankful. So we walk in the store, and the manager goes, oops, it looks like Blue Mustang is at it again. And she goes, yep, he blessed us so we could get ice cream and we could get some cereal today. And the manager's like, I'll be right back. And then, good morning, guys. Thanks for shopping here. So he gets away, and then the girls come over, take the kids, took them shopping. The girls that worked there had their own cart. They grab the kids and say, hey, can we take them shopping? And they're like, yeah.
Is this still one family?
This is still one family.
Okay.
So and then her other sister shows up. And they're like, we didn't see you outside. Like, yeah, It's like my sister, like, I didn't see you outside. We thought we were going to meet out there and pray. And I said, I told them all about you. She says, well, you guys shopping? Like, yeah. And then Samantha goes, this is Sunny, Mr. Sunny. He's the one that brings the money from Blue Mustang so we could buy groceries. Remember? And then they all start talking. Oh, yeah. It's like, we didn't know what you looked like, but we figured someday you would come back. And maybe we could be here when you came back so we could get groceries. The word's getting around in that little area. It's like, they stick together. Like, it's a dangerous place. But yet, they know each other. Like, she says, he gave us $150. But he has $150 for you, too. So you can buy groceries. And they're like, praise God, because we didn't know what to do today. We didn't want to dig through that trash can back there anymore. The manager comes back. He goes, you know what? I never want you guys to dig through the trash can ever again. If you need food, maybe I could give you what we have, and then we'll figure something out. But here's gift cards. So he gave them a $50 gift card to each family to use for whatever. And they're like, oh my goodness, today is like Christmas all over again. Like, so then they grab the hand of Samantha grabs the hand of the manager and prays for it. That's a 7-year-old little girl. Like, all she's all about is praying and thanking God. And then little Samuel goes, Blue Mustang is not a car. He's a man. So just so you know. He tells the manager. Yeah. He goes, oh, okay, well, thanks for telling me that. I didn't know that. And he goes, well, let's thank God for Blue Mustang because he's been at it again. And then, because I told their cousin that you don't wear shoes. And Samantha goes, oh, yeah, don't forget, he doesn't wear shoes ever. Like, he's the coolest guy ever because I hate shoes, too. It was so much fun. That was, I love that. And Samantha's the one that called me last night. She has been having bad dreams. She found my ministry card on her mom's nightstand, and she's like, I gotta call him. I can't wake my mom up, so I'm gonna call son.
What's interesting is it's a Friday night.
Yes.
It's
like, she goes, I hope to see you soon. I said, well, next time I'm in the ghetto, I said, now I have your mom's number. I'll call you guys and see where you're at. She goes, that would be awesome. She goes, I better go to bed. I think I can sleep now. That's so cute. I have met so many families. So beautiful. It's like, even if you go in the deepest, the darkest part of the city, there's families there that love God too. You know, I still haven't felt anything today if I should go to the ghetto or not, right? I don't know. If God's speaking to you and if he said something to you, tell me.
I don't know. Like, I think he's going to have you go to the ghetto.
Because I wanted to get a confirmation on that. Because,
well, he'll tell you.
It was just beautiful. I love that.
I guess that ends that.
You all record the three gangs?
Oh, we can't. But I got to stop this one.
Yeah.